As we move forward, we'll see new technologies also, like the Internet of Things. Every day, we're connecting more and more of our lives to the Internet, which means that the Internet of Things will soon be the Internet of Things to be hacked. All of the physical objects in our space are being transformed into information technologies, and that has a radical implication for our security, because more connections to more devices means more vulnerabilities. Criminals understand this, terrorists understand this, hackers understand this. If you control the code, you control the world. This is the future that awaits us. There has not yet been an operating system or a technology that hasn't been hacked. That's troubling, since the human body itself is now becoming an information technology. As we've seen here, we're transforming ourselves into cyborgs. Every year, thousands of cochlear implants, diabetic pumps, pacemakers, and defibrillators are being implanted in people. In the United States, there are 60,000 people who have a pacemaker that connects to the internet. The defibrillators allow a physician at a distance to give a shock to a heart in case a patient needs it. But if you don't need it and somebody else gives you the shock, it's not a good thing. Of course, we're going to go even deeper than the human body. We're going down to the cellular level these days. Up until this point, all the technologies I've been talking about have been silicon-based, ones and zeros. But there's another operating system out there, the original operating system, DNA. And to hackers, DNA is just another operating system waiting to be hacked. It's a great challenge for them. There are people already working on hacking the software of life. And while most of them are doing this to great good and to help us all, some won't be.